This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hour number two is underway. The genocide that no one is talking about. What's going on in Nigeria? That's kind of our theme for the night. Joel Vanderspeck is with us from Christian Solidarity International. You know them because last year you helped us with CSI free through two different efforts, close to 200 individual human trafficked slaves from South Sudan that had been enslaved in Northern Sudan, and over time we were able to liberate almost 200 of them. And as the first hour kicked off, Joel relayed to us that he was able to actually go and speak with them and hear their stories and hear their expressions of gratitude. So a huge thank you to those of you that helped us last year. That was Christmas of last year when we got that all started and off and running. Well, here we are heading into the holiday season again this year. And as I have wanted to do now for the last several years in a row, I want to dedicate to using the fourth quarter for kind of a Christmas cause, a way to give back, a way to use this platform to do something good in the world that's outside of us and outside of me, something that I can't control, something that, you know, is genuinely bigger than what we are facing here. And this crisis in Nigeria has just, it's just wrecked my heart. The more I've heard, the more I've seen, the more that I am burdened for it. And in fact, I want you to, this is a little bit on the long side, but I want you to pay attention to this 3-minute video from CSI. This details what Joel and their in-country manager saw and experienced last year. And I'm pretty sure it will say something to your heart. Just take a listen.
In the city of Jos, Nigeria, Islamist-inspired Fulani militias with machetes and firearms killed more than 200 people in 10 Christian communities on June 23rd and 24th of 2018. The attacks affected the most vulnerable, the elderly, mothers carrying their infants, children hiding in their churches. The attacks went on for over 3 hours with no security forces coming to help. Many children lost one or both parents. Houses were looted and then burned to the ground.
They're starting shooting guns.
Near your house?
In the village. They're Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I said, God, help us. You are the only one that can help us from this evil situation.
They burn houses. They pack people's things. We went away with it. But I know it's because of religion, solely Christian.
It doesn't start today or yesterday. This is something that's been going on, and the international community should pay attention to this. These people need rescue. They cannot be left alone to be the easy target to the attack of Fulani Hardman. And Fulani Hardman has guns. They have AK-47. And these local people don't have even the stick to defend themselves.
But let the world see what is happening in Plateau State. Let the world see what is happening in Binadi. It's too much.
They beat down the door, open up, and 4 patrollers burned the house. 8 people were burned down to ashes. So we just had the mass burial. But I want the world to assist us, help us in prayers and also physical help. We need their help in terms of declaring Fulani hetman here.
terrorists. So everyone should pray. Every Christian should pray of the victim of the Fulani Hadi. As you can see, the car are just still coming in to the people. You will see one car with 20 people, children, husband, wife, grandmother, are in one car to come here, escaping the Fulani Hadi.
We so far this all, and I wanna call on the church to render help. Because we have nowhere to run now. People have been killed, just killing us all over.
This systematic religious cleansing needs to come to the world's attention. CSI is currently on the scene delivering emergency aid as thousands have fled these villages seeking safety. Please help provide emergency aid. $50 will help feed a family.
All right, so that's we're getting into some of the details there. And let me just summarize that by saying for $225, you can provide food, shelter, and medical help for the families. And that's Joel Vanderspeck rejoins us for hour number two here. Joel, some of those pictures are very hard to watch, particularly the kids in the hospital with the wounds. That's
Yes. That's
the part, you know, I'm a dad. I've got three, eight, six, and almost four. And to think of kids suffering is one of the hardest things for me at this stage of life to even deal with. And yet, the families there, they don't have any other option than to just deal with it, because the cruelty of the herdsmen, the Fulani herdsmen, is just that graphic and just that brutal.
Yeah, it is, Kevin. I mean, the kids that we met in the hospital had suffered the injuries from the bullet wounds and from the machete cuts and attacks. And not only had they received these attacks themselves, but they often lost loved ones. I mean, we met Alpha, a 10-year-old in the hospital, and his parents were nowhere to be found. I mean, there he was with bullet wounds all throughout his leg and upper torso, and the family that were taking care of the child next to him were also taking care of him, taking care of Alpha, because his parents were not to be found. They were presumed dead with those attacks.
Mm.
So they suffered on multiple levels, and it was very difficult. I'm a dad as well. I got two kids, Kevin, and I met parents that had kids the same age as mine, and it just broke my heart what they've been going through. I think about meeting Joseph in the hospital, 10-year-old boy, and he was with his mom and sister in their home when the Fulani came to attack. And he was, you know, he's hiding inside while the Fulani were trying to break down the front door.
Mm.
And there he was hiding with his mom and sister, and all of a sudden he felt the heat coming into the room because they poured petrol all over the front of the house, and they set the house ablaze. And he, little 10-year-old Joseph, crawled out from underneath the flames and the smoke and made it out the front door, where there they shot him and they cut him. And we met him in the hospital, seeing those gunshot wounds on him and the machete cuts and also burns on his body. And he survived. But the Fulani burned his mom and his sister to death inside of his family home. So those are the type of atrocities, one after the other, family after family that we met, that had these type of stories of tremendous suffering. And it's going to take a long time for them to overcome that trauma. But CSI is there to help. And with the collective response of the church and brothers and sisters here in the U.S. that are hearing this message, we can bring a love gift to the church in Nigeria to help them during this very difficult time.
And that's really the group in Nigeria that is kind of doing the only help for them. It's the Christian church that's there, because the government, for people that are just joining us, the government's not doing anything, and the international community is kind of absent without leave. For people that have just joined us since the last hour, Joel, just kind of restate the case there.
Yeah, sure. There's been attacks, ongoing attacks by Islamist group called the Fulani against the Christians in the middle region of Nigeria, and thousands have been killed. People hear about Boko Haram, but the Islamist-inspired Fulani are much worse than Boko Haram, but the media is not reporting on them at all. And so CSI was there on the ground when over 230 Christians were killed in 12 villages in June this summer. And we were there to bring the first amount of aid to these Christians that were displaced. They lost everything, Kevin. They lost their homes. They lost their farms that they worked so hard to cultivate. They lost family members. They had nothing except the shirts on their back. Some of them were able to grab their Bibles to take with them. And they had faith. And they said, God is going to save us. God is going to revenge us. And God is going to help us rebuild our lives. But as we know, we have a responsibility to help them during this time, to be there as their family, even as far as away as we are in another part of the world. We can help them get reestablished and start a new life and see what God's going to do through this to bring beauty out of the ashes that are there in this region of Nigeria.
Well, that's the challenge. And, friends, here's the phone number. It's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. A one-time gift of $225 takes care of one family. It helps one family with food, shelter, and medical care. That you can break it down into smaller portions, you know, $50 for food, $75 for medicine, $100 for the shelter. But it's actually more beneficial if you do it all as one package, then one family receives holistic help. And if you can't do a one-time gift of $225, then consider doing like a two-month gift of $113. And if you do $113 back-to-back months, then you've taken care of one family. And friends, there may be some of you that are looking for ways to maximize your year-end giving. Giving a large gift towards this measure would help even more families. And I'll tell you more about that when we continue. 888-342-1010.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Normally in this slot, we would be talking about the Ladies Lounge. We would be introducing you to a brilliant woman's voice in media that I feel like is underrepresented. But tonight, and this was at the behest of many of our guests, I said, is it cool with you if we take the Ladies Lounge for this week and focus on what we want to do for this year by way of making a difference, of giving back, of making something more of our world and the universe than just the news headlines of the day, and to a person, they were all thrilled to say yes. So we've been given permission, if you will, to kind of open up the Ladies Lounge tonight into really how to help women and children that are in the very tough situation in Nigeria. Nick's been putting up some pictures tonight of kids holding up signs. And Joel, I know that you've seen these pictures because your office was the one that sent them to us, but they're holding up signs that say, "Our children and women are being killed. Stop killing Christians." Other things that have been handwritten on large pieces of white paper. It seems like a very crude way to try to get a message to the larger universe. But these kids are desperate, and they're just asking, you know, even if it's a message in a bottle, someone please help us. Someone please do something.
Yes, yeah, Kevin, and I was the only one there taking those pictures. There was no other international media that had showed up. There was no other aid agency. There was no one to record these stories, but we did. We recorded the stories of the suffering of the church in Nigeria, and we're bringing them, we're presenting them to people this evening through your program. So thank you again for that. There's no other way these stories would be heard otherwise.
Right.
And so we can pray for the church there and be part of what God is doing to help, you know, raise up the church to be strong during this terrible time, difficult time.
But they feel outnumbered, certainly, because if the government is not helping and there are no, you know, NGOs and there's no outside governments that are helping, I've got to think it's a pretty discouraging day for sometimes those pastors at the end of the week.
It is, and I could share stories of some pastors, and I could share stories of families. I get text messages, you know, WhatsApp nowadays, it's a text app where you can text for free around the globe. So I get messages from families in Nigeria that I met. And there's one particular family, and they text me and they say, we are terrified tonight, and they turn their phones on silent mode before they go to bed because they're expecting a Fulani attack at any time. And they say, when we're hiding under our beds, we don't want our phones to go off so they'll find out where we are. That's the type of fear that they're living in. They say, there's no such thing as sleep at nighttime. There's no such thing as sleep. We are terrified every single night. And that's the type of palpable fear that our brothers and sisters are living in on a day-to-day basis, as there's no protection for them whatsoever.
So the solution then is we need to get them into these shelters, we need to get them into secure locations, we need to get them food, and we need to get them some medical help. And friends, that's where you come in. 888-342-1010 is that phone number, 888-342-1010. There was a part of your video, Joel, that was very It may have seemed graphic to people that were watching it without warning, but one of the young men said that the Fulani broke through the door, poured petrol on the house, and that all eight people that lived in the house were burned to ashes, and that they had just had the burial ceremony, which I believe was kind of like a mass grave type setting. But it's not just that these people are so bloodthirsty to try to have dominance over the Christians that are in the area. There's a completely dehumanized sense that anyone who opposes them is just not even worth being merciful to.
Correct, Kevin. And the government's complicit with that. They had mass burials. It's not a dignified way to bury people, including pastors that were in a, imagine if your own pastor didn't have a dignified funeral when he passed. This is the type of thing that's an outrage against Christians. These type of atrocities. The bodies were not allowed to be taken away from that area, according to the government, because they did not want the world to see how many people were killed and how they were killed in such a graphically brutal way. So they weren't allowing the bodies to go to the morgue and to have dignified funerals. They put them in a mass open grave, and they buried them without a proper ceremony. That's the type of outrageous activity that was taking place in central Nigeria these days.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's what we need the international community to see and recognize, and for people to respond to. That what our brothers and sisters, what they want most, to live in peace. They're beautiful people, dignified people. They're hardworking people. They don't care for a handout. They don't want it, but they need it right now. And they need our help because there's no one else to help them right now. They had beautiful, peaceful lives before the Fulani came knocking on their doors with AK-47s, machetes, and canisters of petrol to burn people's houses down with people inside.
You've mentioned to me in the past, Joel, that the average wage earner is someone that farms or works in mines. And I'm pessimistic, but I'm guessing that even in the relocation and so forth, those jobs that they have, like, for instance, if they go off to their job, that they don't know if they're going to come home and find their family intact when they get back. And if they have to relocate, then, of course, they lose that work.
Correct, Kevin. Yeah, they've relocated to other areas. And believe it or not, some people that lived in those villages came from the Muslim area in the north. They fled Boko Haram out of the frying pan into the fire. They ended up in these villages where they were attacked a second time. So they're feeling very vulnerable, not finding a safe place to live. So that's what we're trying to provide for them with the ask that is being presented this evening for $225. Shelter, food, medical supplies, because they don't feel safe where they are. No one's protecting them. And they have, like you said, they've gone about their daily business with living peacefully as farmers and as miners, and they've been attacked. The other day I had a report come from people that had witnessed an attack while someone was just walking home from the mine, and they get ambushed by the Fulani that just come out of the bushes and will hack a Christian down with a machete and go off again without any retaliation, without any police or military trying to find the person who perpetrated that particular brutal act of violence.
Well, and we know what happens when that type of behavior goes unanswered, is that they just do it more. And so for the safety of the Nigerian Christians at this point, it's really important to get them in places where they cannot be attacked. And that's key, friends. So the whole price package is $225, but that provides shelter, food, and medical care, even hospitalization if necessary, for children or for adults that are in these families. And for one family, you can take care of the whole family for $225. Friends, I know we can help at least 80 to 90 families this holiday cycle. But let's not wait until, December 24th to do it. Let's give them that new lease on life right now. 888-342-1010. All they want for Christmas is a chance to live, to love their God, to love their families, and to go about their business. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can save a Christian family from Islamic terrorists when you call that number, 888-342-1010. If you need to do it over a number of months, ask them how you can do that as well. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Calvin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Trump administration officials have been waiting for news from both Saudi and Turkish investigations after the Saudis confirmed Jamal Khashoggi's death. But they're saying he died after a fight.
I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
The president said it's a good first step, a big first step. He said Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable. Earlier, the White House issued a written statement saying it will continue to advocate for justice that is timely, transparent, and in accordance with due process. Several senators are already expressing doubts about Saudi Arabia's story, including Democrat Pat Leahy and Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a gorgeous picture of New York City at night. I can't believe what a vision my city is, and love it. I just absolutely love it. Also, want to say thank you to our newest sponsor helping us make this show and all of them just like it available. CoQ10ergy is the name of this new sponsor, and as I am holding a bottle of them in my hand, it is an antioxidant, botanical, and vitamin-enhanced beverage. This is something that you take to get you energized and to help keep you energized. But unlike the Red Bulls and the 5-hour energies and all those things, the CoQ10ergy water is caffeine-free, sugar-free, carb-free, and it has all natural botanicals, vitamins, and antioxidants in it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a free sample. I'm going to send it to you. I'm even going to pay the postage on it. Just go to kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com. You're going to get a bottle the size of like the one I'm holding right here, if you've seen it on camera. But you're going to get the 16-ounce sample on me. Shipping's on me. We just go ask that you go and give it a try. The thing I love about it, you notice that CoQ10 is in the name. This has 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10 as is in what's in most CoQ10 supplements. So in terms of your heart health and your joint health, this stuff is so good for you. And we're just thrilled to be able to offer it to you. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, carb-free. 4 to 5 times the amount of CoQ10ergy in it, and it's waiting for you. Absolutely free. KMCfree.com. KMCfree.com. Get you a complimentary bottle of CoQ10ergy, and give it a try. And then all we ask is if you like it, tell people that you did. Tell people that you liked it. Get another bottle if you are interested, or get that 20% off your first case of it. I've got that offer up there as well. But tonight, a free bottle for you on me. Even the shipping is on me. Heart healthy, joint healthy, CoQ10, and now the energy product, CoQ10ergy. KMCfree.com for your free sample. KMCfree.com. All right, all night long we've been discussing the crisis that is going on in Nigeria. Joel Vanderspeck has been with us from Southern California. The offices of the Christian Solidarity International is where he's coming to us from. And Joel, you were in Nigeria this summer, and you saw the aftermath of some of these actual attacks. The frame of mind of the Christians that come through them, I'm curious about them, because I have a feeling, like many other Christians in the region, that they are somewhat resilient and somewhat miraculous in terms of not only how they respond, but the fact that they still continue to see hope, even when hope is sometimes very far from their eyes. What were you impressed with when you came away from the Christians that are in Nigeria that are being attacked directly right now?
No, I mean, absolutely, Kevin. The Christians that I met that were attacked and left their villages with literally nothing except the shirts on their backs, and if fortunate enough, they grabbed their Bibles and a few articles with them. But they were completely trusting in God. They just said, there's no one who can help us. There's no one who can avenge us. It's only God, and we look to him. So they're just sense of pure faith that God was going to help them through all of this. And seeing God at work, and I asked people, it's a tough question, like, did you see God at work during this horrific attack over these days? And they were able to look back at the time and see God's hand of protection in many different ways. Just the fact that so many of them made it out alive and had these stories to share of finding safe passage out of their villages while these evil attacks were taking place. And then we met church leaders who had stories to share. I mean, this, of course, is not the first attack that's happened. These Fulani attacks go back to 2001, so they've been going on for 17, almost 18 years now. And one pastor, Pastor John, Oxford University-educated church leader, who he fears for his life and the safety of his wife and children every day. Mm. When they go to the marketplace, he tells his family, don't use your last name. He had a CNN interview about 6 months ago. And he then got targeted by the Fulani because he was speaking out against them. So church leaders, they live under this fear of speaking out, even against the persecution. Well, several years ago, Pastor
Joel, hold that thought. We'll start right there. We'll pick up with that story of that pastor. But, friends, before we go this next break, I just want you to dial 888-342-1010. We've only got a little under 20 minutes left in the broadcast tonight, and I'd love to rescue as many families as we could. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online if that's easier for you by going to my website, thebingethinker.com. Click on the CSI banner. That takes you directly to the donate page. And you can do that in just a couple of minutes and be done. 888-342-1010. Coming right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Our free book.
And I want to be quick to say thank you to those of you that have been calling tonight and have decided to help us. It's exciting to see people step into the opportunity when we do this. And last year, I know that as we were telling you about the slaves in northern Sudan and kind of what they would experience, and you saw how CSI was actively at work and had answered some of those challenges by giving these slaves really new life, free life. It was just a cool thing to see people jump in and say, yeah, I want to help. I know that we can make a difference. Friends, this is so, as tough as slavery is, this is so much more traumatic, I think, on so many different levels. And the fact that there is literally no other organization, no government entity, no government authority in Nigeria or outside that are helping, this is really a sliver of hope for people that just have no reason to believe that there's going to be any. And that's why I'm grateful for CSI. I'm grateful for Joel. I'm grateful for his willingness to go and spend time there and then come back and tell us these stories. Joel, in the last segment, you started to tell us about a pastor, and we had to cut it short, or a doctor, a pastor or a doctor, I don't remember.
Pastor, yeah.
Yeah. So pick up on what you wanted, because we just didn't have time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks, Kevin. Pastor John had mentioned that, you know, he was fearing for his safety, and several years ago his church was burned down. But now they meet every Sunday in a large tent. So, you know, Pastor John basically said, we're not going to let the enemy stop us from meeting together.
Hmm.
So that's the type of courage that we see the church and many of the church leaders displaying during this difficult time for them.
For the young kids that survive these attacks and lose their parents, what is the current strategy for how to deal with them specifically? Now, I'm assuming that they're in these shelters where we're hoping to put the families as well. But what type of emphasis do we put on the kids since they are minus parents at this point?
Right. Well, I mean, they need trauma counseling, and we're looking into helping provide that for them as well. It's definitely an important part of the holistic care that we can provide for these victims of these horrific attacks. But there's just so many things to try to tackle right from the beginning. I mean, the medical treatment, and then we have a shelter, and then we have a lot of just basic needs that we're trying to get sleeping materials to people in those shelters, clothes, utensils. There's pregnant nursing moms that are not under any antenatal and postnatal care.
Yeah.
There's kids, because they didn't have the proper shelter, that can't go to school. So we're looking to help, you know, obviously the shelter helps them do their schoolwork and find, be able to find schools for them to attend in the area as well. And then getting some of the parents up and running on just basic, loans, so they can start their own little businesses in town as well, like getting jobs again. So there's a lot of needs, but definitely caring for the orphans and having the trauma counseling is going to be an important part of seeing those kids overcome what they've been experiencing.
And that trauma counseling is part of that medical help support that is provided for in our gift. Friend, when you give a gift, you're addressing three things tonight. You're addressing food, kind of the physical, material stability that they need. You're addressing shelter, which is huge, because obviously, they're not out in an exposed area anymore, and they have, if they're in one of the compounds that is run by the churches, you've got walls, and you've got controlled gates, and you've got the ability to provide security for people. And then you've got the medical care, which could be everything, as Joel was just describing, from the trauma counseling for the young people to the repair of bullet wounds and machete cuts and things that kids never should ever have to be experiencing. I mean, there's just so many levels of wrong. And yet, if we don't do this, if we don't step up and provide help, who will do it? That's a hard question for me to answer tonight. It's one of the reasons why I felt very convinced that this was a just cause for us to take on for this holiday cycle here at Kevin McCullough Radio on Radio Night Live. So what I'm asking you to do is be as generous as you can. Now, there may be some of you that are looking at the year end and you're saying, okay, I normally would like to give a large gift to a cause that I know will be tax deductible, but it's a good way to help change the world because I have gift and I need to give giving before the end of the year for tax purposes, etc. Well, if that's you, friend, if that's you, if you could give a gift of $2,250, you would go from helping one family to helping 10 families relocate and do what is needed. If you could do $2,250, that would cover 10 whole families being relocated, sheltered, fed, and given the medical care that they need. If you could do slightly more than that, if you could do a $5,000 gift, you're going to be helping 20-plus families at the time. And let me just throw this out there. If there is someone that would like to give a $5,000 gift to CSI for the Fulani herdsmen and the oppression that they're carrying out against the Christians in Nigeria, if you give a gift of that size, I am going to step up and say to you, thank you for doing that. By way of saying, if you've got a company, if you run a small business, if there's something that you would like to have promoted here on the radio, I will give you a month of airtime in exchange for your gift to CSI if you're willing to do that. But there's so many ways that we can help, and I know that there are oftentimes other things that also entice us into helping. So if I can dangle a carrot that's just a little bit more attractive and it would cause you to say, okay, now I really should, I have to give because I need to help not only these 10 families, but spread the word about what you're doing by way of your company or your small business. We'd be glad to help facilitate that as well. And I'll talk to Patty in Joel's office, and we'll make sure that if you give a gift of that size and you want to take us up on the exchange for an ad campaign here with Radio Night Live, we'll make that happen. But we're glad to do that because anything that we can do to help spur the good work to be done, that is what it's about for us this time of year. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you can't do anywhere near that amount, if you can just do a gift for one family, that's $225. If you have to break that up over 4 or 5 or 6 months, that's still even better than not doing anything. Do what you can and do it now so that we can help these families as quickly as possible. 888-342-1010. If you want to give online, you can go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on any of the CSI banners there. That'll take you directly to the page. 888-342-1010. Final few minutes with Joel when we continue. Here, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York City. Don't go away.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, final few minutes here, friends, and if you missed any of this tonight on Biz TV, just stay with us at the top of the hour because Biz TV will re-air the entire 2 hours every Saturday night starting at 11 p.m. Eastern, and that's when we join Biz Talk Radio across the country, and we're thankful for all of our partnerships, all of the hundreds of radio stations that carry us in the some 66 million TV households we get to come into on a Saturday night. It's really amazing, and I feel very privileged. I'm humbled that I get to do that, and that's one of the reasons why I've said, okay, God, I'm going to give back to you in the season of giving, if you will, the Christmas cycle, and we get started a little bit earlier than everybody else, but you know, when they're putting out the decorations, I'm starting to talk to you about what you're going to give to. And so I think it's just the perfect kind of counterbalance to everything that it could be in this time. And this cause that we have introduced you to tonight, and we'll tell you more about as the weeks go by, is just one that rips me apart. Because as Joel was telling us the story of Lydia again last hour, man, I just can't imagine Joel van der Spek, the mom's heart, for one, knowing that she's going to give her life, but in doing so, she saves her husband, alerting him not to come home because the terrorists are coming through the doors, and then to literally serve as a body shield to absorb the bullets that were reserved for her baby, and for her baby to even still be injured and all of that, but to come out the other side through hospital and so forth and be able to get well is just a true miracle. But it speaks to the urgency and it speaks to the necessity. And Joel, if people are listening tonight and they've gone, okay, I've heard you for the last couple of hours tell these stories, but they haven't yet given, what would you say to that person?
I would say that, you know, we have an opportunity here, that we're at a historic moment where we have an opportunity to show that Christian love is more powerful than the hatred of the Islamists. And this opportunity to give a love gift to the church in Nigeria that are in tremendous need right now, and they will thank you for it. I know the people that I've spoken to over the phone in Nigeria, they've been asking for help, and they've been saying, please thank the people of the United States, of the American church, who are interested in our plight right now, because no one else is listening. No one else is hearing these stories. We have an obligation. We carry this burden of responsibility to help at this historic moment, the church in Nigeria. And what a privilege we have, that we have the understanding of what they're going through, and we can be hand-in-hand together with them today, supporting them through this difficult time. So I want to thank Kevin, your listeners, for taking the time to listen to these stories, to pray, and to respond to this tremendous need that's taking place right now in Nigeria.
All right, Joel, thank you again for your time, and thanks for being with us tonight. Friends, that phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at thebenchthinker.com. Click on the CSI banner. Any of them that you see anywhere on the site, it'll all go to the right page. But if calling is easier, it's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And we're back next week with a couple of really special guests. I hope you'll join.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fella, you're going to get an...